That's right, Brian Mazeroski and Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN. Happy to be here. Joe, a lot of news throughout the morning.
Yes.
And if you missed any of our interviews this morning, on demand, WBEN.com, in the podcast had the place to find them. Among the news items, the Bills are going to be playing in London next year. Pretty exciting. Cincinnati running back Joe Mixon has been like, it's hard to tell who's trolling and who's not in this day and age. But he's been, you know, kind of saying out loud, oh, the disrespect for tickets going on sale for Bills Chiefs AFC championship game. Like, wow, disrespectful. You know, again, hard to tell if he's trolling because the Bengals have put for sale tickets to an AFC championship
game. Yeah, exactly.
Should they win? But I wonder what he thinks about the Bills already talking about next year's schedule. Oh, my goodness. The disrespect. Nothing really has been announced, but my educated guess is that it's going to be Bills and Raiders out in London next year.
Makes the most sense.
Just looking at the schedule, you've got a lot of... It's going to be a home game. You have a lot of games against teams that were in London or Europe last year. They don't like to put divisional games out there. I can't imagine Bills and Cowboys being a 9 a.m. matchup. They'd want that in a little bit more of a high-profile time slot. So Bills-Raiders, my guess for London next year.
You're thinking about it.
Oh, we got lots to figure out, but it would be a whole lot of fun thinking about that.
Yeah, you know, and people are complaining, oh, they're taking a home game. We do get 9 home games next year, so okay. All right, they'll take one home game. But, yeah, Brian, it's interesting seeing those travel packages already starting to make appearances online.
Oh, yeah, you're ready to go, even though you don't know when, where, who, most anything like that. All right, so exciting stuff there. We also this morning talked a little bit about some rules across the U.S., and I thought this was pretty interesting in conjunction with something that's been talked about here in Western New York, Joe. Earlier this week, there was yet another public meeting with new proposed plans for the Skajakwita. Stop me if you've heard this before. I mean, we are now on, like, how many years of public... We're going on a decade.
I was going to say, yes.
Of public meetings about what the Skajakwita should look like in what is now just a roadway with a completely abandoned plan. I mean, there's plans, but there's no plans.
Right.
Like, the big part of a plan... Joe is carrying out the plan.
I was going to say, putting it in motion.
Yeah. It's like if, Operation Overlord on D-Day, when they were like, all right, you know, it's going to be the invasion. We're going to turn the point of the war. This is going to be the most significant day in world history. And, you know, then they sent out, like, the first fleet of ships out there, and they were like, I don't know, having second thoughts. Why don't we go to the drawing board? No, you guys keep going. Keep going to the beach. We're going to think about the rest of this a little bit later. You can't half do, but that's what they've done on the Skajakwita, and it's been half done for almost a decade.
Been half done. We've gone everywhere from, you know, make it a parkway completely or open it back to a highway to removing the entire road. Yes, that's actually been a plan. Brian, that, by the way, there was a show about last year. On this very show, Beamaz and Beamer, we had Congressman Higgins on talking about his proposal to completely remove the 198.
I think I am with a lot of people.
You probably
who
are.
Right now say, I don't care what is done, just do something.
See, I think removing it is completely ridiculous. There are a lot of people in the city of Buffalo that depend on that roadway.
And are there?
Yeah, there are. People who go to school along the 198, there are more than one...
There's other ways to get there.
Other ways, not as convenient.
Well, yeah, but nothing...
Okay, but if you have a convenient way...
Everything is more convenient than the Skajakwita right now.
There's truth and not truth to that. It is easier to go on the 198.
I think it is easier to just remove the 198 now than it was 10 years ago, because ever since everything changed... Most people I know, now not people who are living directly in the area or going to Buff State, but myself included, purposefully avoid going on the 198 to the point where if you removed it, you know, 10 years ago, I definitely would have noticed. Now, whatever, not so much.
But I think you have enough people living alongside it or using it as an everyday route that maybe we need to hear what they want to say or what they want. People like us that barely use it.
Those people seem to want a parkway. Everyone who shows up to these meetings who live there, who do something there, want either removal or some sort of like boulevard, regular road, and not the highway.
And if you don't go and make your voice heard, then, you know, you lose, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
803-0930, what should the rules be on the 198? You know, another plan, preferred design scenario now, according to the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council, is turning the 198 into a two-lane parkway, removing the on and off ramps. Intersections would replace those ramps at places like Delaware Avenue, new off ramps for the southbound 190, new exit ramps for the 33 interchanged would be removed at Niagara Street. So you're adding, now here's where people start to really get opinion. The proposal would add bike paths, but also sidewalks, tree-lined medians, crosswalks, on-street parking, which in some areas I'm not sure why you'd need on-street parking in the middle. But I don't know. It is another proposal that's out there. So what are you thinking? 803-0930 to join us. 803-0930 to give us a call or send a text this morning. And this is coming alongside, you know, we were talking about this story earlier this morning, Joe, in South Carolina, where in South Carolina, they have a bill moving forward allowing police to charge a bigger fine now for people driving slowly in the left lane of multi-lane highways and interstates. This would happen in South Carolina. They have already approved a fine. It's $25 right now. They've written nearly 500 tickets in the past year for people driving too slow in the left-hand lane. They call it the slowpoke bill. They passed in 2021. Now they're talking about upping the fine from $25 to $100. It would require drivers in the left lane move over if a car comes up behind them and the right lane is clear. It doesn't get put on your driving record, but it's going to cost you $25, maybe soon $100. So bringing all of this together, what are your rules of the road? And what are your rules of the road right now on the Skajakwita the way it is? I mean, how do you handle the mess that is the 198? What do you think about this slowpoke bill, by the way? I don't know. I have mixed feelings on the whole thing. 803-0930.
I think you're more dangerous. You can be as dangerous driving slow as you can driving fast. I think that is if someone's going 30 on the 290 when there's no reason to go 30, they are just as much of a problem.
You can be dangerous, but you are not as dangerous as somebody going 80 miles an hour weaving in and out of traffic. That person is more dangerous than the person going 40 on the 290.
Weaving in and out of traffic. I don't think anyone that...
If you are going super fast, if you're speeding, you are weaving in and out of traffic. You have to, because there's traffic there.
It depends on the time of the day. I think if you get on the 290 and you aren't comfortable going over 50 miles an hour, you should not be driving the 290.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
I don't like when people say that, you're just as dangerous. Give me a break. Come on.
Dangerous.
I understand. It is dangerous to be driving that slow. To say it's just as dangerous as the person going 80, cutting in and out of you, and weaving all around. No way.
First car driving class, what they call that, driver's ed, that I took, the instructor said that to me, and it's stuck with me ever since. Maybe he wasn't the right person to be holding that driver's ed. But I definitely think there should be something. You know, again, speeding's awful, as Brian said, weaving in and out of traffic. We've all seen it. It's dangerous. It puts us at danger if they're weaving in and out right by us. But going slow is also dangerous. Maybe not as dangerous, but dangerous. But you never hear that. There's never a sign that says minimum speed.
There's a ton of those signs.
Where are those signs in Buffalo?
You never see those signs. I mean, I don't know if they're in Buffalo.
Okay.
But driving around, there's signs like that all over the place.
Not here, though. I'm talking about here on the 190, on the 290, on the 90.
Slower traffic, keep right. There's minimum speed. If you're going under 50, put your flashers on. That's all over the 90.
Those signs should be part of the speed limit. The minimum. Because there are states where it is on the speed limit sign. Not here in New York State.
I don't like the idea of this because, to me, this is adding fuel to my least favorite driver. And that is, if I'm on the 90, it's especially true on the 90. You know, maybe a little bit less on like the 290, or it'll be true on the 190 too. Basically, two-lane highways is where you run into this a lot, where I will be going in the left lane. If I'm in the left lane, I'm passing somebody. Okay?
That's what it's
you
for.
You can pass somebody without going as fast. You can be passing somebody and still going the speed limit.
Yes.
It happens all the time. And it never fails if I'm passing somebody on the 90. I could be doing five over somebody right on your tail, like speeding up, and then all of a sudden they're right on your back bumper, and I've even gotten like honked or flashed. I'm passing the people in the left lane. I'm sorry I'm not going 20 miles an hour over the speed limit. I'm still passing. When I'm done passing all this traffic that's going slower and I'm going a reasonable speed, then I'll get over. Well, maybe I'll slow down a little bit now because you're being such a jerk, but I can see more of those drivers if all of a sudden there's a law that says, hey, it's the law. Move over. You're not going as fast as me, because everyone thinks about themselves first and not everybody else.
They flash you. That's a bit extreme. No.
Well, self-driving cars and freeze up your hands.
But I agree. Like, I used to have a lead foot. Not so much anymore. But I agree. I mean, if you are passing someone, that is the job of the left lane. And as long as you're passing someone, you're doing what the left lane's supposed to do. I do hate when someone, I don't know why, it's usually in a BMW, gets right on your bumper. And yeah, the bright lights, right, especially at night, bright lights. Sometimes they just keep them on. They don't even blink them. They'll just put those bright lights on, get over. And you're right. What's the first thing that goes through my head? I'm going to tap the brake a little bit. I'm going to go a little slower while I pass this person.
It's good to brake check somebody, but definitely.
It's all the way. Just tap. Slow down a little bit. But I think those people that go right up on your bumper, just as dangerous, if not more dangerous, than the person going slow.
Yeah. And I like the text on the board. Is driving 55 in a 55 in the far left lane, driving too slow? It depends on the situation, right? I mean, if you're not passing somebody, yeah, I think it is. You should be driving the speed limit in the right lane.
Yes.
In the middle lane, you could be driving 55 in the 55 too. The far left lane, if we're talking about that, if you're just cruising along with the speed limit, you're leaving that open. And it's not just for cars that are going faster. You don't know who might be whizzing by you. It could be an ambulance. I mean, that sneaks up on you. You don't even realize it. You keep that open. You don't clog and start to go three wide at that. You keep one lane open for passing.
Unfortunately, that doesn't ever seem to be the case. Very rarely. Anywhere I've traveled, there's always people.
Yeah, are all over the place now. Yeah. I pass more on the right, even though you're not supposed to do it now. I mean, in the last 2 years, than I ever had to before. We'll go to Ray on WBEN 803-0930. Ray, all right, you're a driving instructor. What do you think about the slowpoke law?
Well, so the slowpoke law, New York State changed our law regarding the left lane on the highway back in the fall of 21. Of course, we changed laws and never tell anybody. But the law prior to that in New York State was that the left lane, I love this language, the left lane should be used for faster vehicles or those passing. So what does should be mean when you go to court, right? So now the law is quite simple. Now it's stated, the left lane on the New York State highway is keep right except to pass. So even as you were saying it right, you're doing it the right way. And you have the guys coming up behind you 20 miles an hour faster than you are. Get past those guys on the right and then get right back over. But that's the thing. I teach tons of classes, and I teach a lot of senior citizens classes. And you'd be amazed at the number of people who sincerely believe that if they're going 65, they can be in any lane they want to be in. they sincerely believe this. And of course, it's not just a matter of safety and, you know, courtesy. It's against the law.
Yeah, I try when I'm on the 90, especially, I'm trying to drive in the right lane at all times. And sometimes, Ray, that means that I'm doing this, boom, 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 boom. You know, I'm going lane over, passing like car by car. But it's just because I'm trying to stay in the right lane.
Yep, and that's what you're supposed to do. It's interesting that a vehicle in traffic, let's say you have like a loose group of vehicles all going the same speed in traffic, that's the safest thing. Now, that speed technically should be 65 miles an hour, but the person who's going 5 miles an hour slower than the surrounding traffic is actually more dangerous than somebody going 5 miles an hour faster than the surrounding traffic. Neither of them are ideal, but yeah, the slow folks definitely cause trouble, mm-hmm. and the best bet is simply stay to the right.
Hey, Ray, thanks for the call. You go with the flow. Queens of the Stone Age. It's how you drive.
I'm for it.
You go with the flow. Not too crazy above or before. So 803-0930 if you want to weigh in. And so, all right, these are the rules of the road, as Ray kind of put out. New York State, the left lane is supposed to be for passing. Even if you say, well, I'm going the speed limit, you might even say I'm going way above the speed limit. If you're just hanging out there, you're not passing, then you should be getting over into the right lane. I'm wondering what your rules are on the Skajakwita, because I don't care what any sign says right now. You need to make your own rules, right? You need to make your own rules when it comes to like driving safe on that road, because it's half done in all the measures they took place.
Yeah, and I have to say, as someone who doesn't take the 198 every day like I used to when I lived on the 198, it's difficult, Brian. I still get on the 198, and the first thing you do is, you gas it up a little bit. You get off Main Street, you go onto the 198, you gas it up. I'm going 50, and then I realize, oh, that's right, Joe. It's 30 miles an hour. And it's tough. But the thing is, I think a lot of people still, because of the way the road still is, it seems as, you know, this is I can speed up. This is an expressway, because half of it does still look like it's an expressway. It's connected to the 33 and the 190. Right. If you get on the 198, you're coming from a road that you were going 55, 60 miles an hour. And you just have that feeling when you get on the 198. So I agree with you in the sense that something needs to be done, because the way it is now is dangerous. But I think we have a lot of different thoughts on what it needs to be. But right now, what it is the worst that it can be, in my opinion.
I don't care what's done.
I realize
that. Blow it up, raise it. Well, make it back to what it used to be. Make no road. Make it a parkway. Something needs to be done, because what you have now is, and this is the real problem at the 198, it still, even with the things that they have done there, you know, they've made the lanes more narrow. They've done that on a lot of roads. They do that in Maple near the, you know, it's to make you drive slower. It works.
Oh, yeah.
But if the speed limit doesn't change, keep the lanes how they are, and like you're just all of a sudden creating a log jam in a more tense situation if you're not also dropping the speed limit. But they've done these sorts of things. It still looks like a highway.
Yes.
That is the main problem at the 198, because when you're driving on it, you subconsciously, you want to go fast because there has not been enough done to it. I mean, really, nothing has changed physically with the road. The lines are a little bit different. The signs, you got pretty paint now on parts of it. The road itself is not different enough to get your mind out of, I am on a highway. And it is not natural. It's not safe, I don't think. And it does not feel right to anyone who drives to be going that slow on something that is still a highway.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what are the rules? And there's that part of it, Joe. There's also these other measures, the stop signs to get onto the 198. I think I know someone who just got in an accident there. I think that is the least safe part of any road now in Western New York. You now have to come to a complete stop, whether you do or not. I don't know. Because, again, you have to make your own rules to make it safe.
Yes.
You have to come to a complete stop as cars are coming, you can't always see them because it's not meant for a stop sign. It's not great visuals. And you don't know if the person's going 30 or 60.
Right.
Because it's a half highway, half parkway, the way it stands right now. And you have to stop and then go on. And you cross this green, you know, bike lane. There's never anyone on a bike. But you're thinking, what am I doing with this? What am I doing with this?
Yeah.
What's this green thing? I mean, people don't know. It is, as it stands right now, the worst.
It's the worst. It's confusing. Again, you come off the 190 onto the 198. As you said, Brian, it doesn't look any different. All right? And yes, I understand there's signs there. And you should look at the speed limit signs. But let's be honest. You come off the 190. Like, all right, here we go. Vroom. It takes you a minute to realize, again, looking at a sign, that you're not on an expressway because visually, to the eye, this looks exactly as it did when I went to school at Medei College in 2010.
If you're on hold with us, stay there. 803-0930, Beam Madison Beamer on WBEN. During the break, discover what we're talking about tomorrow. Joe's booking of flights.
Uh-oh.
I can't wait for this. But anyways, welcome back. Brian Mazeronski, Joe Beamer here with you on WBEN, where we're talking about, driving in your rules of the road, the rules of the road, the Skajakwita, the 198. What are your rules on how to navigate, for my money, just the worst mess that is anywhere in Western New York with the half measures that have been taken there. And, you know, just kind of how you do it in general. In South Carolina, a slowpoke law has been on the books for about a year, and they're already talking about increasing the fine from $25 to $100 if you're not passing in the passing lane. 803-0930 to join us. We'll go to Scott in Cheektowaga. All right, Scott, you've got something I've never heard of before.
Oh, yeah. I just about going with the flow. When you're in the hammer lane, when you're in the middle lane, like on the 90 or whatever, and there's an 18-wheeler coming up behind you, get out of his way.
I've never heard the hammer lane. Is that like CB talk?
Yeah, I'm 60 at CB Talk.
Hammer lane, I like it.
It was very popular when I was a kid.
I'm a fan of it.
Matter of fact, I had a huge beam on top of my house. The beam was as big as the house.
Well,
the antenna for the radio.
Yeah. So you're go with the flow, get out of the way of trucks. I think most people kind of realize that. Scott, do you?
Well, I've had a couple of times where I saw them right on my butt, and I said, oh, my God, I better pay more attention to what's going on.
Yeah, true.
When I was a younger driver. Hey, another thing I'd like to say, this is kind of a joke. The liberals are always changing names, right, for a proper name, for this name or that name. Why did somebody come up with us parking in a driveway and driving on a parkway?
Look at this.
Who come up with that?
Scott's got jokes on WBEN. It's the comedy hour.
It's a good question, though.
We'll go to Dave. Dave, you're on WBEN. All right, Dave. Move over the slowpoke law. What do you think?
Well, good morning, everybody. I think it's an excellent law to have. I live in Ontario, Hamilton. I frequent the Buffalo area once a week, Cleveland, Detroit, and I must say the courtesy and the overall respect for moving over is much more appreciative in the States than I think in Ontario. They need to adopt that here. That's one of the reasons why I don't drive near or too far, because of the laziness and the stupidity of sitting in the left lane. And when I drive through New York State or Ohio, everyone moves over to the right, and it's just common courtesy and politeness and... I'm amazed. I think they should do that here.
Dave, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. Canadian drivers stink.
Yes, they do. Reason behind that, because the government has privatized the driver training in Ontario, and then when it was audited, it failed miserably. But that's another subject to talk about. So whenever I cross the Peace Bridge with my easy, I'm also an easy pass holder, I'm in a different mood. I feel better and safer.
Well,
I love it. Welcome to America, Dave.
That's right.
That's what we like to hear. And thanks for the call.
What do you think? When
we
you
shouldn't need a move over law, right? I mean, we shouldn't need the slowpoke.
We shouldn't need a lot of laws, but we have them.
Yeah, it's true.
You know what I mean? I mean, unfortunately, there's a reason to have them.
You know what I don't like about this? It doesn't get reported on your driving record.
Yeah, I have a problem with that.
Like, is there a way to kind of amend this? Because as it stands right now, it just sounds like a cash grab.
That's exactly what it is.
It's going to cost you $100. There's no actual penalty other than give me $100.
I think your insurance would like to know if you're driving slowly.
but wouldn't my little the little thing everyone puts in their car?
Yeah.
Say that's a thumbs up, not driving so fast.
Well, see, but that's the problem. There is a too slow. There's a too fast. We all know too fast. There's a too slow as well. I think the messaging, Brian, is what needs to change when it comes to our driving. Driving fast is bad. It's awful. It's dangerous. But you shouldn't drive too slow as well. I think I should be working for the DOT.
Put your face in that on a poster. Don't drive fast and don't drive slow.
That's right. Just be a common sense driver. Is it really, if someone like me who has a history of bad driving can put that together and get to the point now where I haven't had a ticket in over 5 years, we can do it. Most people, if not all people, can do this.
I like your benchmark for accomplishment with the ticket.
5 years? You have to admit that's pretty amazing. With my record.
Yeah, I was going to say, for you, yes.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
In general, for the population, no.
Well, no, that's why you have to put the disclaimer in.
all right, so as this relates to the 198, the discussion going on there, there was another meeting this past week about another plan for what the Skajakwita should look like, and this time it's, all right, it's a two-lane parkway. Joe, you were mentioning last year you were talking about this, and the big idea was removing it entirely, maybe. There are people who want the speed limit raised again. Here's the problem with people who say that the speed limit should just be raised again. Yes. And go back. You have not done enough to this, but you've done too much to just simply 50. Go back and raise the speed limit again. Because that would also make it unsafe because you've made the lane smaller, you've done all these things, the stop signs instead of the merges, the extra lane, the green space on the road, all this stuff now makes that unsafe you look at it, it kind of looks the same, but it's really not. Now all of a sudden 50 is too much again.
It is so exhausting putting all that fact out there where it gets to the point where you say, well, just get rid of it then. I mean, this is just getting exhausting. It's dangerous the way it is now, but it's exhausting to think about all the stuff that's been done when really nothing's been done, that now certain things can't happen.
Do you ever have a conspiratorial mind where sometimes you just think, maybe that was the whole point. We'll just screw this up enough over 10 years to make everyone say, you know what? I don't care what's done. Just do something that isn't what it is now. You want to make a parkway? Fine. You want to get rid of it? Fine. You want to just redo an entire highway? Fine, whatever. We don't care anymore. Just do something that isn't there already. You know, sometimes I think about the process and the way this happened, and there were so many different opinions on what should happen. And, there was one plan that would go forward, and everybody would say, no, that stinks. And they go, okay, we'll pivot to this other plan. Like, well, no, not that one either. That they just said, you know what? Fine, we'll screw it up. You can just ride on this road. You'll hate it so much you won't care in 10 years.
But can I, there are some issues with removing it when it comes to people's travel, because Hurdle's not built for that kind of traffic. Parkside's not built for added traffic. Really, Main Street would be the only one that could take on extra traffic. And really, I don't think that's built for that much extra traffic. So there is an issue with removing this road that you'll be putting more traffic on roads that I personally, and this is just a personal opinion, don't think are able to handle the traffic that takes the 198 every day.
Yeah, I guess.
Parts of Delaware can't handle what the 198... You do have to look further than the 198 before any of these plans. And the problem is, I think you have some people who are actually involved in this that aren't looking at that. They just have a one-track mind.
Well, yeah, most people who I think are behind a lot of these decisions, not necessarily the idea that came out this week, but when it comes to the big state level, are people who don't drive, period, but definitely don't drive.
It's amazing.
The road that we're talking about.
It's amazing.
I see what you're saying there. And it's tough anytime if you talk about full removal, right? Like to figure out, all right, well, what's the alternative? We talked about that with the Skyway. You know, every single time that comes up, you remove the Skyway. Okay, what's everyone going to do?
Yeah.
Like you can't just remove the Skyway and then just like oh, everyone will just take another road. Like, no.
The roads aren't built for that.
Am I off base? Because you're on the 198 more than me. Am I off base in thinking that is less of an issue with the 198 than the Skyway? Skyway, you have such a big morning and afternoon commute. It's the bridge from the south towns to Buffalo and the north towns. I feel like it is utilized by way more people.
Well, I'm 12 years removed from being on the 198 every day. But, I mean, morning to afternoon, Brian, that does get a rush of traffic. People getting from just the 190 to different parts, Delaware, Buff State, Canisius, DeUville, Medi. You have to remember those those schools are there. You have businesses. You have different, during the day, 198 is busy. I mean, there are busy parts. Is it as busy as the Skyway? No. But it is to the point where it will be difficult to try to fit those cars, as I said, on the roads I believe would be most affected, Delaware, Hurdle, Parkside. I think that would be very difficult to put that traffic on those roads.
Oh, I just thought of, I have a new favorite dumbest part of the 198. I can't believe I thought of this, and I've been listing them off, but it is when you go from the 198 to the 190, and you're still being told on the elevated part of the 198, as you're about to merge to go 30 miles an hour, the big flashing 30 mile an hour signs and painted roadway is still there on an elevated expressway as you're trying to merge onto a road where people are going 70 from 30 to 70. Forgot about that. That might take the cake as the dumbest part of the entire road, the way it is. I like the idea of just a regular road, some sort of boulevard, parkway, whatever you call a
compromise
fancy.
To 45 miles
What's
an hour.
What's the difference between a boulevard and a parkway?
I don't know. When I think parkway, I think of, trees and
in the middle, like it has a grass median that never gets mowed.
And brick. There's brick somewhere on that median on the side.
It's just a really expensive road.
Right? Isn't that which when I think parkway, I think of
pretty.
I think of something fancy, yes. I don't know. I think if you could compromise even to 45 miles an hour and put, as you said, just a road. But again, the way it is now, it's confusing, and I think it's more dangerous the way it is now than it was before.
Like, how does, if you just put a road there, a quote unquote parkway or boulevard or whatever the word they want to use for what would be there, and say it's a 35 miles an hour.
There you go.
Through that area. I'm thinking of Niagara Falls Boulevard is now 40. And people forget that, too. It's 40, the entire stretch.
Yeah.
It used to be 50 on a spot closer to Niagara County. Once you get past Wegmans and stuff, that ended a while ago. Took me about 10 years to catch up. But it's 40 now through the entire, no more 45. And that moves, you have places of heavy traffic and congestion because of what's there, the shopping center primarily, and a little bit around the thruway. But that moves pretty well considering that.
Yes.
All that is there. If you put a boulevard or a parkway there, made it 35,
it would move.
It would move better than the boulevard, I think, because you don't have, sure, you have Buff State where people might be coming and going, but I would say it's comparable to the amount of traffic. You probably have less traffic than Niagara Falls Boulevard, but it would move. The flow of it would be the same. You'd have two less lanes, one less lane in each direction. And I just think that would be fine. And I'm wondering why it's taken so long where we're still talking about ideas
instead of action.
Yeah, nothing like that has been tried. Like, can't we all just say, isn't now the time? Haven't we all had enough? To just say, just do it.
Right. And a boulevard, again, it would be removing the things that are confusing now is a big step. And when you're just in this planning process, those things still sit there, Brian. As you said, the stop signs getting onto the 198, it's confusing. It's dangerous getting off the 190, getting on the 190. It's right now a big word I can't say on the air, but it's that right now, and it needs to be turned into something. But again, I will revert back to, I think a lot of people in this planning process don't realize or don't want to look at the effect removing this would have on other streets.
What you just said, a lot of people in the planning process. Is that the problem, point blank? too many cooks in the kitchen? I mean, think about this. The plan announced this week was from the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council. That's just one group, by the way, a bunch of words. So they had the plan that came out this week. That plan, I mean, it's all ultimately decided on. Channel 2 did a story on this. They reached out to the governor's office, who, you know, the head of the state would have something on this. The governor deferred to the New York State Department of Transportation. This is also the DOT and part of their decision. There is the Skagit Corridor Coalition, who say that they are in support of the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council's proposed plan. There's also Go Bike Buffalo, who is a group involved in being vocal about the redesign of this. Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper says they've been actively engaged with the Skagit Corridor Coalition, who is actively engaged with the Greater Buffalo Niagara Regional Transportation Council in this. These the Olmsted Parks Conservancy, they are also involved in the planning process. Do you see what I'm getting at here?
My head hurts.
When you involve that many acronyms in one decision, I understand, like, where is the balance between getting community involvement, which is important, and figuring out what people who use the road, what people who live by the road actually want? Where's the balance between that and having someone to just say, listen? And by the way, this is how we ran into this problem in the first place. We ran into this problem in the first place because the governor then, Andrew Cuomo, was one person who came after a tragic accident that was not related to speed.
Right.
It was related to not having a guardrail that should have been there for years. One person came out and said, listen, we're changing it 30 miles an hour, and it happened in a week. One person. So that's how we got into this mess in the first place. There's got to be some happy medium in between that, which is just one person makes a snap decision that happens, and this, where I went through 15 acronyms of all the people who are getting involved in these different plans to make sure that something actually happens.
Yep.
What is that medium? I don't know. What happened in Niagara Falls? Robert Moses Parkway, which is not, I don't know what it's called now. The Scenic Parkway, I think, maybe. But that went from, I mean, that is basically what they've been trying to do here for the last decade. That went from a highway, you're zipping down the Robert Moses,
yep,
and you're getting to the falls in like 2 minutes, and you're driving, to now you hit the point, and it's a slowdown. It's no longer a highway. It doesn't look like a highway. Lanes are slimmer. You're going 30 miles an hour. There's some roundabouts there. You can still get to everything easily.
The casino.
And maybe you're enjoying the scenes. It is a scenic parkway after all. How did that happen? I mean, that literally, in the amount of time we've been talking about the Skagit,
yes,
that was, the idea was decided, the work was done, it's done, it's been done for years.
It's pretty seamless.
And we can't get this done.
No.
This has been a longer process.
No.
It's the exact same idea. You're taking a Western New York quote-unquote expressway, and turning it into a quote-unquote parkway, boulevard, whatever the heck you, yeah,
want
to call
put
it.
Put whatever name you want on it. It's at the end of the day, it's embarrassing. As I said, Brian, we were talking about the planning process over a year ago on this show, and here we are still, by the way, in the planning process. It just seems like they've added a few more people. It really is what it seems.
Do whatever you want. Make it the new home of the circus.
Yeah.
I mean, like, at this point, I don't. If I am going somewhere new and not paying attention and accidentally wind up on the 198, like,
oh,
if I plug a GPS in there, oh, the anger I get.
Yeah.
The anger I get at doing this. Someone on our text board, a lot of people weighing in on the text board, 8030930 this morning, someone saying, I don't agree with 30 on the 198, but it's not like it's the end of the world. So just do it,
yeah.
Right?
Boom.
I mean, just do it.
Continue what you started.
A lot of other people, someone says they like 30 on the, again, stop being in a hurry, somebody adds. I have no problem with 30. You just can't have 30 with the way that the road is built right
now.
That's
the problem. Because, Brian, a lot of people are like you. They put it in their GPS, and next thing they know, Oh, what am I on? Oh, 30? Where is this? I was on the 190 going 65. Now I'm 30. What, you know what I mean? I mean, it does hit people quickly. And like you said, it still has all the physical lookings, I guess, for lack of a better word, of an expressway, unless you really look at the signs and everything, which, by the way, you should be doing.
They got at least $100 million of state money to be working on this. So.
I see a...
My hope is that it just doesn't all go to drawings. I've seen from statues that have been unveiled around the country recently how much art can cost.
Yes.
Every drawing racks up, puts a dent in that $100 million tab they got going. So let's... We've got a lot of drawings of what it could look like. Yeah. I mean, big excavators also cost a lot of money. Let's get them going.
We don't need the drawings or the environmental studies. We just need action. That's what we need. Hey. Hopefully by summer.
I would think by now that every drawing has a study attached to it.
By now, yeah.
I would hope so.
But how much have they dipped into that $100 million?
I don't know. That's still a ways to go. All right.
Travel show tomorrow.
A little bit. A little bit of a Bill show and a travel show. Before we, Joe bought his plane tickets just in case because he bought tickets to Atlanta.
Refundable.
In case the Bills, well. And I like, that's awesome. I'm like very excited that you're hopefully going to be there. And for as much as a lot of people are hoping that the game's here, Jacksonville wins, and I would like to see that as well, I think it would look really cool, this game in Atlanta with a half Bills, half Chiefs fan stadium. Like, it would be a pretty unique, I mean, even more so than a Super Bowl. So I think it's pretty cool that you're going. How you are deciding to get there is boggling my mind, and I can't wait to dive into that tomorrow.
Hey, the cheapest way is the best way. That's what I always say.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. BMaz and BMar on WBEN.